Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is Saturnino back at it. And I'm gonna confess something right now. I have been extremely lazy. I don't know. I'm just unmotivated right now. I'm just can't put my finger on why I am just bleh. Y'all ever get like that? Like y'all just all of a sudden just don't feel like doing anything. So you go online and you start reading up on conspiracy theories. Like seriously, that was my morning. Like I don't know why I was my wife had told me about it earlier the week. I didn't think anything of it, and then all of a sudden there's a video on my YouTube feed because I honestly think my computer's listening. We all know that already, right? This phone is listening. I'm basically telling my life on a phone, so why am I surprised that this video showed up on my YouTube? Hello. But yeah, the CDC guy from Atlanta, like he just upped and vanished. I think that's a podcast somewhere also. I hear it's pretty good. You have to check it out. But he worked for the CDC. He's Harvard educated. He just decided to vanish. He left behind his dog, his car. I think he told his neighbors to erase his phone number. Like, that's just weird. I don't know. See, that's what I do when I get unmotivated and lazy. I started looking at conspiracy theories. I also started listening to this one podcast about could we make like a scientific vampire, basically not the ones from our mythology, but like a whole new breed where we could actually live off the blood of young people. And I don't know, it's just crazy. We are at that point in science right now, ladies and gentlemen, where these myths and these legends are like, hey, could we do that? Let's just run some tests. And they did run some tests, like back in like the 50s with like mice. They would sew two mice together, and the blood from the young mice would actually help out the old mouse. And like, yeah, it's just craziness. See, lazy and unmotivated, and I'm like learning all this stuff that's just insane, and I think will actually keep me up at night. I don't think it's good for my insomnia, folks. Like, honestly, we'll see what happens. I might even come up with my own conspiracy theories. Like, what is the whole real reason for McDonald's releasing that Szechuan sauce, you know? Like, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to tell us that there is a multiverses just like Rick and Morty, and we're living in one that might end? I don't know. You know, conspiracy theorists, conspiracy theories. The term conspiracy theory actually came from the US government after the American people were asking too many questions about the JFK assassination right afterwards. Yes, they coined that term, ladies and gentlemen, the US government, to make everyone look crazy. That's crazy. Am I crazy? I think I'm going crazy. My laziness has made me crazy. Huh. Yeah, well, this was entirely way too deep thoughts for me today. I hope y'all have a better day than what I'm having. Maybe I'll get my ass motivated and find some meaning in my life for today. I don't know yet. Let me know what y'all are doing. Hey, if y'all have some favorite conspiracy theories or like y'all just want to talk about just crazy stuff that y'all heard, just hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, @Vato315. And if you're using the Anchor app, give me a call. All right? As always, much love and much peace. Adios.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.